Okay, so President Obama threw in a few words at the end of his Afghanistan speech about our domestic issues. He said that the nation he's most interested in building is our own. So now he's trying to prove this. He's arranged the job summit at the White House tomorrow. And you guys want to know who's on the list? Well, the guests include a few small business owners and some union leaders, but also on there, we have CEOs of Google and Disney. And now also there's a lot of other bigwigs from business. So obviously, this brings up a lot of questions. I mean, how much say are a few small business owners really going to have when they're being crushed by the big CEOs at this brainstorming sesh? And in holding such a summit, is President Obama admitting that he doesn't really know what he's doing? Or is he being the level-headed, pragmatic president that everyone really hoped he would be? Well, here to discuss this job summit with me, I have Anthony Randazzo from Reasons Magazine. Anthony, thank you for joining me. I guess that's my first question is this Obama admitting that he doesn't really know what he's doing if he's asking everyone else to come in for a brainstorming sesh, give him their ideas?
Well, first, thanks for having me on. I wouldn't quite say it's Obama saying he doesn't know what he's doing. I think, actually, it might say that Obama really does know what he's doing. He understands that the country does not trust him right now on these job issues. And so what he's putting together is this really big PR stunt, more or less. He's got this summit, and it's going to be followed by a tour across the country where he's going to go.
Yeah, the White House to Main Street.
Which is what the president has been doing. It's sort of classic of this administration is he likes to go out to the people. He likes to talk in these town hall sessions and sort of be like a more approachable president in that respect. And that's what he's doing here is he's saying, I know what I'm doing when it comes to PR. I'm going to put together a summit. When it comes to jobs, if he really thinks that the summit's going to solve unemployment, then he doesn't know what he's doing.
That's what I can't decide, though. Is this really putting, are people really going to have more faith in him because of something like this? I mean, PR only goes a certain way. And I still feel like this is maybe just going to show people that, though, maybe they can't trust him if the guy can't make up his own mind.
Well, I mean, on some level, the nation seems to be beleaguered when it comes to these issues. I mean, we've been going through this huge healthcare battle. Behind the scenes, there's a financial services Wall Street reform issue going on. Cap and trade, it's the summer. It's looking like it's coming back again with all the climate change stuff that's going on in the news right now. People are tired politically, sure.
Oh, yeah,
so
they're definitely tired.
It may only go so far.
I mean, if that's the point, too, then what took him so long? I mean, he really had to wait until unemployment reached 10.2%. To finally decide to, you know, let's have a little sit down and figure out how to fix this.
Yeah, well, that's not what this summit's about.
The president, strictly PR is what
the president is not going to learn anything from these business leaders that he didn't know already or couldn't have learned. These people are representing industries that have lobbyists or they're communicators of ideas themselves. These ideas have been out there. It's not like there's going to be new stuff that they're going to be coming up with at the summit. This is more or less a way of the president saying, look, now I'm taking it seriously. As if to say the stimulus package back in February wasn't taking it seriously. Because I'm pretty sure that was also about creating 3.5 million jobs as well.
But, I mean, we look at the people that are going to be there, like Google and Disney. I mean, they are insanely powerful in this country. But so what does that mean? I mean, are Google and Disney really going to find steel workers or, you know, people that have been laid off from their low-end jobs and find a way to help them?
They represent companies that employ a lot of people. I mean, Google's there because Google has been very supportive of the current administration. The CEOs have been donors. They have been supportive of his policies, and so they're there sort of as their new media. They are representing the future, 21st century technology. There's going to be green jobs, people that are there. These are things, basically the administration saying, look, here are people representing industries of the 21st century who are going to be moving forward. Mm-hmm. That's why they're there.
It's going to solve anything. Why not?
Well, I don't think that you can get together in a room and solve unemployment if you're trying to come up with government solutions. The simple problem here is that the president cares almost too much. No one out there that says the president doesn't care about unemployment and that now he only cares, that's not right.
But
the problem is that the president wants to solve this with him. He wants to solve it himself. He sees a problem out there. He sees that, you know, we have 10.2% unemployment. If you discount part-time workers, you have 17.5% unemployment. And he says, okay, I want to put my arms around this and I want to solve it. But the government, can't spend its way to creating jobs. We've seen this with the stimulus. We see this with economic growth. If you look at the
growth, when the government doesn't interfere, I mean, things also get a little out of control. I think I think it's a very complicated and difficult subject. The government
absolutely has to be there, obviously. Yeah. But when you talk about trying to create jobs by spending money and you put the country in debt and you tax companies more in order to pay this, if you're talking about reforming Wall Street rules, which the president wants to do, but in the process you're hurting small businesses. When you hurt small businesses,
not everybody wants to be a small business owner. I don't know. Like I said, I think this is a very it's a very touchy subject because there isn't necessarily one right way to go about it.
But there's no silver bullet.
Probably isn't it. I want to thank you for joining me.